Hello and welcome to another episode of Football Twaddle. We have the video man, Baru, with us. What's up, Baru?
I'm good, man.
How was the experience of shooting video last week?
Same old. I've become a veteran.
Same old?
In this field.
Of what?
Of video recording.
So what is the difference between video and like audio?
I don't have to run my fingers through my hair before
video.
An audio show.
Yes, and we have Kumar Kano with me as well.
Same old.
And same old Everton as well.
Yeah, what happened, man? I thought you guys had pitched Niasse to do something wonderful
last week.
But I know,
Niasse is going
but
to
I think that's the Football Twaddle's curse this year. Whosever name we take and praise for the week.
Oh yeah, you praised
Aguero.
We praised Aguero,
Morata.
Yeah, and Morata and Omar Nias. Look what happened. We can destroy careers.
Yeah, and we can destroy title charges.
Comment with your recommendations on which player's name you should take in the next podcast.
So we should take money for all such things. Like
so I don't have Kane in my fantasy team.
So you want
us to
praise Kane.
Yeah.
But next week there's no matches, right?
So let's see. But why we can play it safe, right?
Yeah.
We can see if it works. If he doesn't do anything
but
in,
it may not
in
work,
England.
It may not work for international, no? It may be only a EPL thing.
I'm having the worst luck in my FPL also. I had KDB for the first four games.
And then you removed him.
Then I removed him. Then he started performing.
But he didn't get that
many. I got in Morata the last week and he got injured.
Oh, shit. Anyway, let's talk about Everton again. What more excuses do you guys think Koeman can give? Like, he's given the usual excuses. We played the top teams. It's going to take time to gel. And I think
these sticky performances from their side can be blamed on the nickname, man.
The Toffees.
Yeah.
So
he changed that.
But you think Koeman will start blaming the nickname of the team?
He could.
What other reasons can he give?
Blaming Wayne Rooney.
Not being able to buy Giroud. They were obviously in the market for him.
Or Cavani.
They were in the market for
Cavani.
Everton.
After the Cavani and Neymar incident, there were rumors that Everton is in talks with Cavani.
Aao kabhi England mein.
We'll give you box seats.
Yeah, but what's up with Everton? Like, really? We thought that they will play
quite
well and all of that.
Start of the season, I think we were expecting them to fight for the top 7. Now
top 7? Man.
Yeah, so we know the top 6, so we said, okay, let's add them and call it the top 7.
Yeah,
but they're playing horribly, so...
Yeah, what went wrong, man? Is the loss of Lukaku hitting them that bad?
Yeah, they haven't replaced Lukaku, they don't have a striker.
Sandro Ramirez.
But then what happened to those...
100 people they
those
bought.
Stats that Lukaku has never added, like his goals have never added points to Everton's thing.
What bullshit, what stats
no,
are
that was he's never scored against the big teams.
No. Even if you remove all of his points,
all of his goals
from last season, Everton would have stayed where they are on the table. So, how did they reach that position?
If that's the math, they said, okay, chalo, iska goal nikal dete hai, and then we'll still stay where they are.
Yeah.
But then again, did that stats take into consideration if he scored first or second and all of that? Or they just removed the number of
they
goals?
They removed his on
goals,
an absolute
right?
basis, yeah.
Yeah, that's just so stupid. Yeah.
So if it was like a 3-1 victory, they just counted it as a 2-1 victory. So
and what if, that is just so random. What if he scored the first goal then?
I think we should
write to
look
them.
Into that.
Yes. Okay, let's talk about Chelsea and City.
The big game of the
weekend after Bournemouth Leicester, of course.
But I don't know, I was expecting a City result anyway.
What bullshit?
Yeah, man, City are way too strong.
Yeah.
And we saw how Chelsea played against Arsenal.
Oh, that is the barometer right now.
Yeah, I mean, if they couldn't...
If you can't beat Arsenal, how are you going to beat City?
Wow.
I mean, we know our limitations.
But Chelsea, after winning against Atletico Madrid, that was like a great victory. So
Spanish clubs, man, I mean.
But City played actually quite well. It's not like... It was like a fluke 1-0 or a tight game as well. City actually played really well.
Exactly.
And,
for
all the talk of City's attacking strength, it is their fourth consecutive clean sheet in the Premier League.
Similar, I mean, United, the only clean goal they've conceded was, I think, in the Champions League in the last minute or something.
But
otherwise, they hadn't
in the Premier
conceded.
League, Stoke. They conceded against Stoke United.
Yeah,
yes, so there's this whole...
Even, I think, Arsenal has had four consecutive clean sheets.
Man, that is so good. But Morata getting injured, do you think that has anything to do with Chelsea losing the game?
Twaddle.
Or football twaddle. Or anything to do with any of these items?
I think he had a hamstring. He pulled his hamstring, right?
Yeah.
So I
no,
think
that we know what happened. But
I'm
what
asking.
After that?
No, yeah, I think it definitely had an impact
on the game.
On the game, yeah.
But why doesn't Conte trust Batshuayi?
I don't know, man.
He scored the goal against Atletico Madrid. Why would Willian come on?
And he had such a good preseason. Batshuayi was like the top scorer for Chelsea in the preseason.
Just so random. And then all these fans started like cursing Mourinho for selling Kevin
De Bruyne.
Maybe
he does not like his
name,
his Twitter game.
Really?
Because Bachu is all over the place in Twitter.
Yeah.
And so Conte doesn't like it.
Conte is not.
He has a new...
So he's jealous and shit.
Bachu has a new competition. Mendy. Mendy has pretty strong Twitter game as well.
Yeah. And what about this one? So all the Chelsea fans, or at least a few of them, started abusing Mourinho for selling Kevin De Bruyne.
Anyone would.
Really? They won two Premier Leagues after selling him.
See,
so how should that even matter?
Every week we talk about the same thing. Chelsea has too many players.
No, that, yeah, exactly.
But when you have 70 players on your roster and you let go of 30 of them, one or two of them are bound to turn.
And it does not matter, right? They still won two Premier League.
But this is something that Wenger would disagree with this point.
What?
Because he's like, you must have seen how people who leave the club don't do that well. And
He actually said that, no?
Yeah.
He gave the example of Alexander Leb.
Yeah.
Saying that he really didn't do that well.
I wonder why he wasn't thinking of Fabregas.
Because Fabregas still wants to come back.
To Arsenal?
Yeah, home is where the
I don't think
now.
We are that big yet to start creating transfer rumours.
Oh, yeah.
Fabregas wants to come back to Arsenal.
Or let's just record a list of like 120
random transfer. Yeah.
And then when it actually happens, they'll delete.
Oh, by the way, that happens on Twitter. You know that, right?
Yeah. The scripts and stuff.
Yeah. So no, not just scripts. Even for Bollywood, for Bollywood box office reports.
Okay.
So all these guys pretending to be box office analysts, whatever, they write like 100 things. So let's say Judua to release, then they write like 10 things.
10 million, 20.
Yeah, Judua. It's an outdated concept. We need to be new. David Dhawan, like needs to up his game. Then they write, keep connect with the masses is so good. So they write 10 things, and depending on the first day of box office, they delete the 9 and said, I told you guys this. Look at this.
Saru is our resident Bollywood expert.
No, but this happens in things like Champions
they're
League.
Predicting the Champions League fixtures and all of that.
Yes.
And then they say that it's
oh my
fixed.
God, it's fixed.
The first time I saw this was this happened when Modi won the election 2014. Mm-hmm. There were like some 3-4 guys predicting. Maine to bola tha, 280 jeetega hi.
Sorry, no comments.
All right, talking about Arsenal, since Arsene Wenger doesn't believe in...
He's created a new record this week. He's become the first manager to beat 45 different Premier League clubs.
Ferguson was at 44.
44, so
but
Wenger is in the lead now.
So Fergie in 26 years beat only 44 clubs.
Yeah.
And Wenger in 21 years beat 45.
Yes.
In the EPL.
Does that mean anything at all?
It means that the championship teams have become more competitive.
Yeah.
So new teams are coming to the EPL, which is giving Wenger the chance to beat them.
What an insight, Baru. Yeah, but Arsenal are now slowly just winning every match. And
so this is just a Premier League start.
Huh, obviously.
Yeah, so the first few years of Ferguson's career were not the Premier League as such.
Oh.
So that's why.
Yeah, well, Baru. Your reasons are not really that great then.
But they've covered the same amount of time in the EPL.
How? Fergie retired 3.5 years ago. In which 9 new teams would have come. In that 9, even if you take.
At least 6
Wenger, new teams would have come.
Wenger came 4 years later, after the EPL started.
Yeah. But you could
4 or 3 years.
Yeah, so
it balances out, man.
Fine, whatever, you win.
Yeah, we're not talking about the legendary Chelsea manager who stayed forever.
Who? Ruud Gullit? Viali.
Avram.
Avram. Avram Grant, he was such a great manager.
Yeah, won you the Champions League.
He was the one who took Portsmouth down in that legendary year.
And then he became Israel's manager because he's a Jew as well.
Oh, yeah, Abby.
I think that has to be a qualifying condition to be Israeli manager.
I think so. Achha, so Arsenal, let's talk about them. They are slowly winning. They are above Liverpool in the table
same,
now.
Same points as Chelsea.
Same points as Chelsea. So it's like, you know, if you don't focus on Arsenal, they win.
Yeah, they're like one of those Doctor Who aliens. They're quantum aliens. If you don't observe them, they're like Schrodinger's cat or something.
The weeping angels.
The quantum.
Yeah, man. So is it good for
us? Like when you're observing them, they're like, oh no, we're so weak. Oh.
We can't.
But as soon as you close eyes, they're like,
yeah.
Who's good?
I don't know.
Exactly. They're just winning so silently. No one talks about them.
Like, look at the second goal. Just because Sanchez wasn't watching what Iwobi was doing, Iwobi scored.
Yes.
If he was watching what he was doing, he wouldn't have scored.
But Iwobi would get conscious then. He's like,
he
does.
So
he had a couple of chances before that also.
Wow, what have you stumbled upon?
Yeah,
Arsenal,
I mean, talk
exists.
About Arsenal.
Yeah, we need to get Arsene Wenger on the line.
Talk about Arsenal. Kumar Khanna is like waking up, sitting down. He's like, yes.
No, this is a new insight we have.
Yeah, Arsenal exists on a quantum plane.
And you think, let's get back to human level.
This brings a whole new dimension to the phrase that Wenger uses a lot.
What?
I did not see it.
Yeah.
Oh,
and they only play well when Wenger says he did not see.
Oh, God.
So you think they're like, Wenger just stumbled upon one of these Arsenal lives on a different plane.
In a different plane. So in the multiverse, Wenger is looking at all of these matches happening, and in some matches he's winning, right?
Yeah.
So he's actually watching that. So when something goes bad in these ones, he's like, oh, I did not.
But
see
then
it.
There are an infinite number of Wengers also in this multiverse.
But Wenger is the key mecha.
He's
the key mecha of the Matrix.
Yeah, yeah. Are we done with our theory on Arsenal?
Ozil is in which plane? He is not playing. And
the fourth dimension. Dude, it all connects, man. Arsenal exists on the fourth dimension, guys.
What have we stumbled upon here?
I think this is big. The SWAT teams are going to walk in and jump in and break your windows. Or they'll get stuck in the grills.
Yeah, but then, is it a surprise that in whichever dimension Arsenal is playing, Ozil is not playing?
Does that mean that Ozil is the one? He exists as an entity, like a singular entity.
In only one plane.
Yeah.
So
with extensions into every dimension.
But I thought the one also can move. Like,
yeah, so he can move, extends into those dimensions.
Every dimension, right?
But it's the same entity.
Oh, you
unlike Wenger with the infinite Wengers.
So you're saying that...
Actually there's one Arsene Wenger. There's only one Arsene Wenger.
I think the Arsenal fans know the secret.
No, but there's no only... What we
are
proved.
We real Arsenal fans now?
I think
but
welcome to the club, Saru. You're a gooner now.
But no, tell me one thing. You can't think there's only one Arsene Wenger because there are so many Arsene Wengers.
But maybe no. Maybe even he's an entity, a singular entity.
Who extends himself in different
yes.
planes.
Yeah, like Ozil.
So is there any Arsenal player
and
who has just...
also discovered why Coquelin plays so much. Coquelin is the Morty to Wenger's Rick.
Oh. I thought that was Walcott.
No.
I think Walcott is the Morty.
Walcott is...
he's still
Walcott
there.
Walcott is
man.
Jerry.
No, Walcott is like that guy asking you to eat cake and stuff, you know.
You don't know me.
Oh, this is like amazing.
Man.
What more can we talk about Arsenal?
I think
should we
infinite,
talk
about infinite instances of Arsenal, man. We can go on and on. I wonder if there's an...
I think we should just stop it now. There's no point of this.
We'll explore this theory.
We should explore this theory further.
Anything we do, we're going to like create a rift through space and time. So I think we should just stop.
Stop this.
I can already see like some leak.
Yeah, we'll have to bring out a sonic screwdriver.
Okay,
yeah.
So, but just tell one thing. So, if did Arsenal stumble upon this plane or like this?
No, they always existed.
No, they always existed. But how are we noticing it? We mortals.
I don't know, because maybe for once we actually put some thought into it.
Yeah, and we realized this.
We observed it by not observing it.
Wow.
Schrodinger would be so proud today. I wonder if his cat's alive or dead though. Or both.
I did not see.
Le Chat Noir.
Okay, can we talk about something we saw?
Crystal Palace.
Or
something we saw and we wish we didn't see.
Yes, I mean, it. At this point, it's just gotten sad. You feel bad. Anyone just feels sad for them now. Did you see like Roy Hodgson's face when they gave away the first goal?
Do you know there's actually a housing society in Chandivali called Crystal Palace?
And you think they borrowed their players from Chandivali?
No, I think so. I think their team is doing better.
Oh, is that why Roy Hodgson said we are not playing in the same division, same weight class?
They are actually talking about the MDFA Pawai Division 2.
Yeah, is there a way out for Crystal Palace?
There is a way into championship.
Doesn't look that way. It's the worst start in the Premier League
ever.
The way out is getting relegated.
Yeah. So let's look at some of the like the really bad stats. Portsmouth,
2009-10.
They first 7 games, no points, relegated.
Is this when there was Avram Grant or when they had Tony Adams?
2009 was Paul Groves.
2009. Paul Groves.
Paul
it
Hart.
Starts with,
it starts with
Tony
Paul.
Adams.
No, it doesn't.
No,
season
that.
Starts with Paul Hart.
Paul Hart.
Wait, let's see.
Then
okay. Paul Hart, Ian Wan.
For 2 days.
How is Ian Wan and Paul Groves both the managers for 2 days?
They must have been like a combined, like Salim Javed.
Sorry.
No, they got them and then they removed like Javed.
So, what was their thing called?
Ian Paul. And then Avram Grant.
One Hart.
And Avram Grant got them relegated. So let's Portsmouth first 7 games, no points, relegated. Sunderland 2 points from first 10, relegated. And Spurs a long time ago were 2 points from the first 8 games.
And they still finished 8th that season because they got in
Harry Redknapp. And Harry Redknapp just thrown out of Birmingham City or he left, I don't know.
So I think that is the way forward for.
And Sunderland was once more 1 point from 5 games, but they stayed up. So nothing is looking good for Crystal Palace, right?
And the thing is that they have not scored a single goal.
And Benteke is out.
Yeah.
And they had that guy, no? Who else they had? Dwight Gayle.
No, Dwight Gayle is at...
Zaha.
Zaha is still injured.
So where will they get their goals from? They're playing Chelsea next.
Things don't look too good for
it. It's just sad.
Are you interested in this punt?
Yes.
6-1 on Kane to break the 31 goals record.
For the season?
Yeah.
He's on how many goals right now?
Six.
So if he's on 6 goals
from
7 games, Excel says
no, he
so
should
in 35 games he will score 30 goals.
But what if there is another August?
But
in this season,
you can't model that in Excel. You have to just extrapolate and like click the cells from left to right. So yeah,
these are his competition.
Just look at
Romelu Lukaku with 7 goals, Aguero with 6, Harry Kane 6, Morata 6.
Morata is out.
Sterling at 5. That guy is, I don't know, he doesn't even play that much and he's still at like 5.
When does he score these goals?
So nobody's looking.
Schrodinger's cat. Every answer is Schrodinger. Now let's talk about Manchester United as we are talking about Lukaku.
Another 4-0 victory.
Yeah, 3.
Yeah, 4. 4,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Finally, Lukaku
scored.
Yes, so another 4-0 victory. But now their season starts. They're playing Liverpool.
Yeah.
Then a week after that, they play Spurs.
Yeah, they haven't played any of the big teams yet.
So they play Liverpool 14, then they play Spurs on 28th, I think. And November 1st week, they play Chelsea. And December 5th, they play Man City. Even if they win 2 games of those 3.
Yeah, they're good.
Then that is pretty
it's
awesome.
It's a good challenge for the title. But I still think City is going to edge it.
Hmm?
I think City is still in the driver's seat.
I don't know. What do you think, Bharu Bhaiya? What's going to
yeah,
why is Man United playing so well?
Because it's obviously Mourinho's second season.
That's the only reason?
Yeah, man.
There is no other reason.
Do you see another reason?
Yes. They bought well.
21 goals scored, no goals conceded. United.
No, 1 goal conceded.
Oh yeah, 1
Stoke
goal.
Stoke City. Why do you keep forgetting that 1 goal of Choupo-Moting?
Maxim Choupo-Moting.
Yes. And Stoke. Let's talk about people who just randomly won because for no good reason. Stoke and West Ham. West Ham finally win in a stadium and that to their own stadium.
Burnley won against
Everton.
But yeah, that's not random. They will.
Yeah, Burnley we know. As you said, they're going to be the breakout team this season. Do you remember saying such
no,
things?
No, I don't.
You just said it like 10 days ago.
Time flies by.
That was before his video days.
Yeah, oh yeah. When you were a radio star.
Before the fame of video got his head.
Yes. So finally, West Ham won. Did you see Slaven Bilic after the game? You were like huffing, puffing.
Did you see Liverpool's Klopp during the Liverpool game?
Oh.
He was so angry.
But what is he angry about? Every week we say, everyone says the same thing.
No, everyone knows that he does not have it. Still, you know, 17 shots, just one goal, which was a stunner from Coutinho from outside the box.
From when Oxlade-Chamberlain went into Liverpool, they just won only one game, which they should have drawn.
Yeah.
But they still just won that game. Every other game, they either drew or lost. You think? And Arsenal started winning after Oxlade-Chamberlain left. Mr. Stodinger, is there any connection again in it?
It's obviously the fact that at Arsenal, it's possible that his shortcomings went like really
unnoticed.
Very noticeable because of the amount of shit he was surrounded by.
Yeah, but no, he's not even playing for Liverpool. Even yesterday, he came on for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, he doesn't start really for Liverpool.
No, because when he does play, we see how messed up he is in the final third.
Yes.
He might cut his cut across the entire two-thirds of the field. But once he reaches the final third, and that is where you expect...
He aims for the top tier in the stands.
So that's where people in Anfield have stopped buying seats in Rose Z. Because
you talk like you have the most insider information on Anfield Rose Z seating arrangement. Such confident bullshit. No, yeah, that's why they stopped buying the seats, you know.
Oh gosh.
Yes. So is there anything else you noticed during this weekend or
what's up with the quality of Premier League balls, man? Like,
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Even what was it, last week or something?
It was a couple of weeks back against Aston Bournemouth.
Yeah, Begovic, he jumps on the ball and the ball's like got punctured or something, and he gets pissed at the.
But your sentence before
manufacturer.
Yeah, like out Nike.
Yeah.
He gets angry at Nike.
Yeah, he's just,
what is he saying? Like, fuck Nike.
Yeah, he's like, fuck.
But he jumps on the ball, right?
So he made a save from close range.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Lacazette.
So other than that, what happened to the ball? Quality of ball?
Yeah, man. This is a top league, man.
Yeah, you can't have balls bursting. You're not playing in Chanduli MDFA season.
Even MDFA doesn't have these accidents.
Ball problems.
Yeah, but the under 17 World Cup is coming.
Yes. And we have
England and New Zealand played a 3-2 match yesterday with Liverpool starlet scoring.
But we are going to watch.
So when was he playing in Southampton? Like in his infancy?
Under 6.
Under 6, Southampton, and now.
It's possible that his dad used to play for Southampton. And they're like, ah, this works. You're eligible for a Liverpool move.
So we are going to watch what matches? Under 17. The ones in Mumbai, right?
USA, Colombia is there.
USA.
New Zealand,
Colombia.
And I think what? Mali.
Paraguay.
And United States is in Delhi with
India.
They are with India.
Oh, yeah, it's with India.
Yeah. You're talking about the Indian group.
Matches in Mumbai, Paraguay,
Turkey, Paraguay, and Mali.
Paraguay, Mali.
We can probably go and see Paraguay and Turkey.
Let's go watch all the four things.
But Larissa Riquelme is not coming, so.
I will see those idiot boys kick the ball around then.
So we can't. Oh, there's a 5 p.m. kickoff, I don't think.
There's an 8 p.m. also.
Yeah, the New Zealand Turkey game is.
Guys, I'm not there on Friday. Can we please go? Next.
So when is it next?
When
should
is it?
Want
to North Korea
see
or
North
Korea
versus Niger?
Niger. Go on Sunday. There must be a match. New
Caledonia.
Oh, there is Chile versus England.
England.
Isn't New Caledonia like a France colony anyway or something?
It used to be, I guess. It can't be a colony.
Monday. Mali Monday.
Let's go on Monday then.
Yeah,
we'll go on Monday for the second game.
Why? You have work to do.
Paraguay, New Zealand at 8 p.m. Monday.
Yeah, let's do Monday, 8 p.m.
To reach there by 8, we'll have to leave here by like 5:36 or something.
Yeah, that's our dedication.
I'll be there.
Spain versus Niger, North Korea versus Brazil.
Whoa.
I think one team is not going back home. Because you know what happened in when the North Korean team was there for the World Cup in South Africa, I think.
But they won the World Cup, right? According to their
own
media.
According to their local media, they did.
But when they saw that they're losing matches and shit, like people started absconding and then they just ran away from.
You mean the players?
Yeah,
the players. They didn't go back home a couple of.
Because
players.
They knew that if they go back, they'll be like a death sentence waiting for disrespecting the fatherland.
Really?
Yeah.
Like I don't even.
But I do not know how can they pull both things off, kill those guys also, and say that we have won the World Cup. How does that work?
But they don't show it in media.
Yeah, they die of natural causes.
They just die of natural causes.
Why
lifting
happiness.
The cup? Why life like yeah, why
the cup fell on his
the
head.
Cup
fell on everyone's head.
Everyone got decapitated.
Anyway, so and this week is a break, so I don't know, we'll think of something interesting to talk about next week. But other than that,
this week is the World Cup, man. The only World Cup that counts.
I think we'll transmit live from the stadium.
Yeah, we'll try to transmit live. And let's actually talk properly about the World Cup for next week's podcast.
Yes.
Then.
Yeah, like who's India's captain? We'll get back to you with the name of India's undecided captain.
Yeah. So given this information, we will prep a lot for next week, and we shall talk about under-17 World Cup next week. Then,
well,
already
India opens their account against United States.
6th
of October.
It's actually Amarjeet.
8 p.m.
Amarjeet Singh.
Yes.
Amarjeet Singh.
But
if it's Amarjeet Singh.
Amarjeet Singh.
Okay. Anyway, bye bye.
Bye.